We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Not a Friday because I got a busy day today.
Yep.
And then we got Brewfest all day tomorrow. So, you know.
I mean, we're getting there.
We're getting there. How do you do, everybody? Happy Friday to you and yours. Big day of shooting hoops yesterday, bud.
That was good. That was really
good. How late you stay up watching games?
Not as super late. I was sleepy, boy.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know, when you get up at 4 to...
Do they go like West Coast times? Like,
oh,
are they?
Yeah. The last one tipped off after 10. I was like, I just couldn't. I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do it. I wanted to, and I felt bad, but I was like, dude, you got to just go lay down.
I will show you guys my perfect bracket later on this morning. And,
guys,
I nailed it.
You're going to be blown away. You are going to be blown away.
I went with
his
a
bracket.
Certain approach to pick my teams, and I think it worked out pretty, pretty good.
One hell of an approach
okay.
He took, my friends.
All right. Someone's making money this year, and it's going to be me.
Big, beautiful bracket.
Perfect bracket. You know, a lot of people said, who's going to make a perfect bracket? I am.
A lot of people would pick the teams that would win the games.
Not so much me. No, a lot of people. A lot of people are going to look at the records and look at the matchups and maybe even the seeds.
Not me.
I got a better plan. It's a beautiful plan.
A big, beautiful plan.
People come to me, they say, sir, how do you make such a perfect bracket? I say, quite simple, actually.
How's your bracket so great?
How's your bracket so perfect, sir?
If I was, the problem with NCAA is they want me to be a seed. I'm better than a number one.
Oh, man.
There's no seed higher than one.
No, I'm the highest seed. For all of you asking, yes, Tam is good. Tam got her hip surgery yesterday. Yeah.
Got them cheeks sliced open.
Mm. I don't know if she's up and watching us yet. She's still in her hospital room. She goes home today.
Nice.
She got that first hit put in, second one here in like a month or something. I don't know how it works, but Tam Tam 1.5.
Do it right now. She's there.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You're right there.
You already got her open. Keep going. Root around in there.
It's not like she can just tomorrow hop up and, well,
no.
You can still walk and run with one hip replaced. No, it's not like she can move.
No, she's still, yeah.
Yeah, so she's going to be in like a wheelchair or whatever
injured
for a little while. So
mm-hmm.
Just get that on the one.
Let's get it in there while you're in there, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Replace it all. I don't do some knees while you're in there. I don't care.
You're already under...
I don't know how it works. Go hysterectomy. Go for it. Whatever you got to do while you're in there.
Right. She's already had her only Sprite since midnight.
Yeah.
So let's go.
Go ahead. Yeah. So we're very busy today. Got a lot of friends stopping by later on in the show today. You'll have lunch buds today at noon with our friends, our new friends, Rove, who we have not met yet, but all their data and all their marketing materials say. They exist to knock you on your ass. So, Cody says, challenge accepted.
Wait, what?
Who did? I do not have a tummy ache. I just have gas. Good morning, everybody. Happy, Yeah, I get spoken to like I'm a child. In most elements of my life, yeah. My wife's an educator. She speaks to me like I'm a child, because I am in a lot of ways.
It does help.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Mics are always on in there, but of course you can text us on the CRE Enterprises KROCK text line. 315-364-1009. They are hiring. What are you laughing at?
That still.
That me, yeah.
I'm trying to.
If someone in here has a bellyache and needs to use the bathroom, please go now.
You know, you don't have a bellyache.
Yo, but then I would use that as an excuse to just go wander the halls.
Oh, man, yeah, that.
Like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
I was definitely one of those kids too, where it's like you go to the bathroom, but then you got to go to a couple other classrooms to see like
just
your
to see your friends. Yeah,
get a look. And
who's
look.
In gym right now?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Gotta
who's
go
in
down.
Gym?
Gotta go see.
Are they who's in lunch right now?
Yep.
I'm gonna go wander around.
Yep.
I've always been a guy who likes to just look at things I'm not supposed to be looking at, like abandoned buildings. I mean, not in like a creepy way.
I was about to say
that does sound weird.
Go on.
No. But like abandoned buildings, like I'm in the hallway of the school when nobody else is in the hallway of the school, or like after the mall used to close when I worked at the mall, I'm like, I'm in the mall and nobody else is in the mall.
Oh, see, I hated that.
You
part.
Did?
Yeah, when I had to close.
I just like the peace and quiet, you know?
Yep.
I'm like, I am at a place where nobody else is, and it's pretty, pretty cool.
I'm in a spot I'm not supposed to be.
What is your favorite song, random person in our Twitch chat? Yo, can you play my fave song? I bet it. I guarantee it sucks. There's no chance it doesn't suck,
I
right?
said yes, absolutely.
If it's clean, I'll play it, but there's no chance that
I said
it doesn't
yes,
suck.
Absolutely.
It's going to be some but, random TikTok rapper or something. I just know it.
Yellow
just
Wolf.
That's even too outdated.
The kids don't like Yellow Wolf anymore.
It's gonna be too outdated. All right. It's natural that we have to find new ways to sustain the human race. And we can only have so many chickens, and we can only have many cows, and we can only have so much protein. So two Asian commercial farms have started promoting snake meat. They say we can easily grow pythons here at our farms. Let's eat some snakes.
They rapidly breed and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I still haven't done it yet. I want to eat snake. I just haven't. Maybe that lady will come in Tuesday. She'll let me just cook one of them up
real
quick.
Can you bring one for eating and one for looking?
One for eating, one for snacking.
Can we have one for snacking and one for playing with? Look, we have that.
Can I have one wrapped around my neck while I snack on the other?
That's effed up to make a snake watch you.
You think it'll know? If we like sat it next to it, or you're like, look at your friend here.
They'll know.
Cut into it.
They'll know.
Morbid.
They say this is because growing pythons is very efficient, especially when compared to animals like chickens and cows. Quote, in terms of food and protein conversion ratios, pythons outperform all mainstream agricultural species. So it's becoming so popular over there that Pizza Hut has already begun offering it as a topping in Hong Kong. You can get snake meat.
Oh, yeah. This I just Googled it.
Yeah.
And it says, python tastes like chicken and should be part of our diet. Python meat should be seen as a serious alternative to chicken and beef because of its environmental benefits, according to a scientific study 7 days ago.
Is that a New York State fair treat? Can you get that at the fair?
I don't remember. I feel like...
You know that's going to be a scribe of meat. That text is coming in.
Yep. No, it is.
Python is?
I don't know if it's python, but I'm pretty sure scribe of meats has like rattlesnake or something.
Well, Spatchcock Funk when they're in here has python steaks in his freezer he's waiting to make. So
Yeah, I want to try that.
I think we're on the cusp of python meat,
and
you know?
It just tastes like chicken, you know what I mean? Like, at some point, somebody had to see a chicken. It's not like a chicken looks appealing.
Yeah.
Like, that thing walking around in its own poop looks delicious.
It's more of a mental hurdle, I think, for me to get over to eat chicken. I mean, to eat snake. Because you can tell me it tastes like chicken, but I know I'm eating snake.
Yeah.
That would be the hardest. Yeah, no step on snake. That would be the hardest part.
That you're like, here's a python.
Yeah, I don't care what it tastes like. I know that this is a weird snake, and I don't care for snakes.
Well, is it because in your head you're picturing the same as I am?
Well, eating like a corn on the cob?
No, but
where you just
awesome.
Pull it out straight and you go like a cartoon, yeah.
No, the exact opposite almost is I'm seeing it just laid out, but you cut it like a watermelon roll and it's just like a, you know what I mean? Like a slice of snake. So you got like the outer is like the scales and everything.
And then I worry about what Sugar Sweet just said in the Twitch chat. Like, what if they have little tiny bones in there? Like
they
little,
do?
I don't know.
This dumb
I don't
question
know snake
time.
Science.
Snakes got bones?
Do snakes have bones? Even little tiny ones,
snakes
like a little tiny fish.
Got bones, question mark. That's what I'm literally Googling. As snakes are so flexible, it may be tempting to think that snakes have no bones. However, snakes do indeed have bones. In fact, they have hundreds, even more than humans. Oh, no. Oh,
Do they have like a spine and stuff? Ew!
Ew, I hate it! I hate it so much!
Be lucky I can't afford a laptop to replace my laptop right now. I'm going to be showing all you guys too. Because that's gross. Hey. I know you people like your snakes, but...
Ugh.
Those bones don't make any sense, man.
That's gross.
Ugh. Ah! CNY Brewfest. Tonight and tomorrow, CNYBrewFest.com.
Why SUNY Oswego for your master's degree? Tuition plus national rankings make SUNY Oswego the smart choice. For more than 75 years, SUNY Oswego has been providing master's degrees. Choose from more than 40 graduate programs to improve your path. You don't have to spend $60,000. SUNY Oswego's strategic communication program is less than $16,000. This is the perfect degree program to position you in public relations, marketing, or human resources. Plus, each year, they award $500,000 to their graduate students. Visit oswego.edu/grad/studies.
CNY Brewfest, Wildcat Sports Pub, CNY Brewfest. Tonight is the VIP party. Tomorrow is the all-day party. And you can get information at CNYBrewFest.com. Ticket locations and information right there. Plus, all of the vendors will break that down. We're going to have Dan from the Wildcat and Jason from this beer stuff. Jason knows beer stuff. So he's beer coming stuff. in later on this morning. Talk about today and tomorrow's big events. Checking my bracket here. Ladies and gentlemen.
The only person worse is Smoothie's kid.
Really? I feel bad for his kid. Yeah. I should be worse than his kid. All right, so yesterday.
You're no good, bro.
Had to fill out my bracket, and I did it before the deadline. And I had a different kind of approach, and I was confident. Cody will tell you, I walked right into the production room and I goes, here's your champion.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe what I said after that, but
yep.
My approach was going to be, I was going to do alphabetical. And then I realized, if you do alphabetical, your very first matchup has Stetson upsetting UConn.
Yeah.
Right, I go, you need to be more realistic, Josh.
Yeah, you've got to remember that.
I really
got to
be more realistic.
You've got to be more realistic.
You've got to live in the reality, right? you know?
Everybody remember that.
Okay. So, I'm like, you know what I'll do? If I'm not going to do alphabetical, how about I do shortest name?
And...
Okay, shortest name.
And it blows my mind what he means by this, because yes, it means shortest name, like letters, because then you go to yourself, well, there's teams with three letters. How does that work out?
It worked out awesome.
Because he takes them, and it's going to be hard to explain the radio style.
Yeah, go ahead.
But he said he put them... side like on top of each other, and you could see those letters.
For the last one,
those letters are a little longer than those three letters, so I'll take the one that's shorter because that means it's a shorter letter.
And that's what happened with my championship game. I'll tell you,
that's how he decided his championship game.
Little spoiler alert: my championship game total of six letters in the entire game. Okay.
Yep. Now.
Now,
mm-hmm.
My champion has already been eliminated.
Yeah, there we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, according to my bracket, your 2024 national champion, Brigham Young University, losing to Duquesne, who had their first win, and God knows the announcer said it. God knows the announcer said it plenty of times. Duquesne getting that first win in the tournament in over 60 years. Their coach's final games.
Mm-hmm.
He's ready to retire. Duquesne's ready to head off onto the sunset. I honestly, because I watched the interview after, I think the coach wanted to lose. I think he wants to retire.
Like, we got
to
keep
He's like,
going
guys,
this.
I got a beach house booked next week.
Ryan, I got vacation planned.
And yeah, they upset BYU.
That name, it doesn't need, that's the most confusing looking name, too.
BYU?
No, the Duquesne. That's
it
like,
is really stupid.
What?
I know.
And spell it like that.
I know.
D-U-Q.
I know.
Get out of town.
My championship game.
Yes. So, I mean, you got half left, right?
My championship game.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
BYU facing TCU.
Yep.
And to go back to what Cody said.
Yep, and how did you determine that BYU will, yeah.
On top of each other, and yep. BYU was a little bit shorter than TCU. So BYU took home the championship.
That's your boy.
Okay.
That's your boy.
Cody just checked the standings. Says I'm doing
almost dead last.
Almost dead last.
Yep.
But everybody likes to say, oh, he didn't get the championship game right. Guys, it's not about the championship. It's about the process, okay? So I might not be looking good today, but I feel like in the wash, this will really work out for me.
Like after
am
today.
Am I wrong to be as confident as I am?
A little bit. Because
these brackets aren't about one team.
No. But
brackets are about the whole process.
Yes, but may I take a peek real quick?
You're checking my other matchups?
I just want to see what we've got coming for today later on here, okay. If there's anything. Okay. No.
Who?
You actually got the Oakland, Kentucky.
I did? See? Suck it. I know what I'm doing. It's the journey. You got to trust the process, everybody.
All right, you've got, okay, yep. Oh, you got, yep, there's that.
What?
You really don't have.
Some of them look good to me.
Creighton won, but other than that, you would have had a really good, oh, St. Pete. Okay, so the big one, oh, no, Tennessee won. I was going to say, big one for today would be St. Peter's over Tennessee, but other than that, though, your bracket's not the worst. Oh, you had Wagner taking down North Carolina.
Well, yeah, that didn't do it.
Did they do it?
No, that didn't work.
How did that get?
Other than that, it's really.
This is what I'm saying. It's the big picture, Cody.
We're not going to be able to talk about it Saturday, but after tomorrow, I'm gonna check the standings. I bet you go from like all the way to the bottom to at least in the middle of the pack.
Like,
I bet.
You ever see a race start and there's that one guy waiting back? Hanging back. And the pack is they're running.
They're sprinting. You're not.
They're running.
Yeah.
But I know it's the process. I know it's the journey. I know it's the friends you make along the way.
Yep.
And I let them get their speed. Go, 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 go. Have your games. Go ahead. Because guess who's coming up from the back, bud?
You.
Guess who's running up there with that BYU shirt on?
Chugging along.
That BYU with the weird Y logo that doesn't make any sense. And yes, I was going to make a BYU shirt for today if they won.
Really? Oh, that would have been great.
Yeah.
Also, very confusing because this our work thing is for money.
Yeah.
How is it that Smoothie's whole family is allowed to enter?
I would have entered my family. Was that thing we were allowed to do?
Because his wife is tied for first.
No.
And you can't. You can't. She's got one. He's got one. His kid's got one.
His wife does work for us. She does events.
Okay. Yeah.
But the kid, I don't know the kid.
But like, get out of here. You don't get three.
Kid one does confuse me. All right.
Oh, my whole family wants a fella out of bracket here.
I would have done that. I would have brought in my whole family.
Yeah, well, hey. I would have done another one. Yeah, right? I'm like,
Elsa's got one.
Elsa's got a bracket.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on camera for work.
Keep shining, knowing you can always count on me.
You've got the couple decent upsets that'll get you those points, and the rest of your bracket for the first round really isn't that bad. It's going to get asinine.
Yeah, because any game that BYU is in is now screwed.
Yeah, and I mean, TCU could beat Purdue. That's not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not crazy.
I would have had BYU beating Illinois today, and then BYU would have went on to beat Drake.
Oh, yep. I think Drake's out.
And then BYU would have went on to face FAU.
Which is also possible. They were in the Final Four last year.
Let me look at my thing. Wagner, I have. That was an upset?
No, that didn't happen.
Oh, did
Wagner did not win.
What was the upset that I had?
Oakland versus Kentucky. Upper right.
Okay, Oakland.
Like that.
Yeah. So I have Oakland, NC State now.
Yep, NC State won.
I got that right.
Yes, you did.
I do have Oakland beating NC State.
Which
is possible.
Very
14-11.
No, that is very, very, very possible. Oakland is very good.
I have Florida beating Colorado. Did that happen?
I think Florida plays today, but Colorado, I think they.
And then thanks to that little W right there, Marquette versus Western Kentucky, that W made it a longer name, hence Marquette will advance.
There you go.
I have Purdue beating Graham.
Which is, yeah.
Which happened. TCU, did they win?
I think that's today.
All right. Okay. Kansas beating Samford.
They did.
Beating Creighton.
I think Creighton won that one.
Texas over Colorado State.
I think if that might be today, but I think Texas might have won. That might have been one of the ones last night that
I didn't see. St. Peter's beat Tennessee?
That's the thing. No.
Oh.
No, they did not. So that one doesn't do you good.
And honestly, looking at now at my printout,
yeah.
I think I should have put Tennessee there. If you look real close, that's hard to tell. I might be even.
Regardless.
Uh-oh. Regardless. My method of picking the teams based on the shortest name working out perfectly.
I didn't even really.
Where are you?
I didn't even really look at mine. I'm at the kind of at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
I'm 20th, tied for 20th, so okay. I'm not doing too great.
All right.
But it's because I had a lot of picks wrong on the right side of the bracket. Mm-hmm. I took a mess load of upsets.
And then who does Colgate play today? That's a big game, right?
Baylor.
Do they get beat by Baylor, you think?
I don't, maybe, but they could win. I still have all four of my Final Four teams, though, so that's okay.
Okay.
I have UConn, Arizona, Houston, and Purdue. I kind of have a chalk bracket after some upsets. But, mine is not very good. I'm not going to win any money.
Creighton. It's Creighton. That's where it is.
Yep.
All right. Does anybody else have BYU going the whole way besides me, or was I the only one?
That's only you, dude. I didn't even have him winning this game.
You didn't have him beating Duquesne?
No, I had him losing.
Wow, you're a genius.
Losing to the Dukies.
It's a pretty smart pick.
Yeah, but the rest, look at me. I did not have a great day.
I got to get that app so I can keep track of my success.
I want to see what yours looks like. I didn't do yours. Hold on.
Do I have a lot of red X's?
Dude, yours, I mean.
Let me see. Yeah. Hold on. Hey!
It's not the best.
Because
not the best. What's your, let me see your Final Four, though.
Because I had.
Oh.
My Final Four at BYU.
Yeah, versus Long Beach
at Long
State.
Beach.
Jesus. They're gone.
And all right, then so two your Final Fours are Duke versus gone. TCU.
Which could, honest to God, happen.
Which, then I had TCU, shocking the world
TCU
and beating Duke.
TCU and BYU.
Yeah, dude. TCU, BYU.
And BYU.
Bingo.
With a combined score of 85 in the championship game.
Is that not enough?
It could hold 40-40 matchup.
Is that not enough? Is that not enough points?
I can't get some more.
Wildcat Sports Pub, CNY Brewfest tonight. Although I should check to see if we've got VIP stuff left for tonight before I keep saying tonight. But
there weren't a lot. I wonder if there's any. Let me see on any of the usual suspects' Facebooks.
I can always ask Badger or Boss Lady. But
that's
regardless, tomorrow is when you really want to get in there, obviously.
Yeah. Wow.
Two sessions tomorrow over at the New York State Fairgrounds. Coco and I will be on hand hoisting our Steiner brothers. You can hoist your Stein the longest. You're going to win a six-pack of tickets to Alison Cooper with Rob Zombie over at the amphitheater. No purchase necessary.
You just call him Alison Cooper?
Alison Cooper and Robert Zombert over at the amphitheater.
Good old Alison Cooper.
Now, I have to preface this by saying I'm going to come off as creepy on this story, and I recognize that.
Okay.
Because this woman was not being naked on camera consensually. So I am going to sound creepy being excited about it. So I accept that.
Okay.
But this is a woman who could not, she was going to a funeral.
Okay.
And I guess the way this church did it, they're like, hey, here's the Zoom link if you aren't in town or can't come, whatever. She was, this is going. She could not attend the service that morning, but could come to the wake later.
Okay.
So she got up, put on the Zoom link for the service, the service.
Which is weird.
I know.
But okay.
Then she takes a shower on camera, not knowing her camera's on.
Oh, boy.
She starts shaving herself.
Oh, no.
Now, the reason I'm going to sound creepy here is because she's a personal trainer, so I know that you know she was smoking hot in this video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
She didn't know she was in the Zoom meeting.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
The photo, it's literally OnlyFans because it's, like, framed perfectly with her in the shower.
Yeah.
And then she starts shaving, which is like obviously a fetish thing. Poor woman did not know.
Oh, that sucks.
gets to the wake that same day.
Yeah.
And people tell her, we all watched you.
Which she's like, weird to then not have, just shut down the, shut it down. As soon as someone sees that, shut it down.
Well,
you know what I mean? End the link.
But do you want to, is it worth, ask yourself that. Is it worth ending the service for people who couldn't be in attendance?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Because I'm wondering.
You have to. The second that she starts taking your clothes off, the person that is in charge of that has to go,
all right, shut it down.
S word.
Shut it down.
End it.
She.
And then maybe like call her and say, hey.
That's what I'm wondering. Like somebody's got to be a bro.
We ended the link. We're going to send it again.
Okay, you both the show sisters said the same thing.
Yeah.
You can turn her video off. Why didn't anybody do that?
It had to have been nobody was. It had to have been the situation where somebody, you know, on Twitch, you can see me like, I got my thing and I'm setting up the link and I'm live and okay.
And you walked away, right?
Right. That's the only thing I can think of is that the person did it and walked away because now that's just. That's creepy.
Right, and not to stereotype people who are probably working in churches and funeral homes, but they're probably older. So it's probably somebody who's like, she knows or he knows how to set up a Zoom.
Yeah.
But probably doesn't know that they can turn off the video. I don't know. There's so many questions.
Yeah.
Regardless, they had it at the church on a big screen. So people who were at the church had a big screen with this Zoom viewers.
Like, why is that even a thing? Who died that you're like, here's the Zoom link to catch this funeral?
Man.
Like, all right. Okay, thanks.
I'm asking all the best same questions you are.
Best funeral ever.
I mean, best funeral ever. Again, I know I sound creepy saying that, but if you're like, hey, we've got calling hours later, and I'm like, I don't want to go to calling hours. There's going to be a naked chick showering.
All right,
what time do they get? You know, it's not great.
I'm going to stop by.
It's not great.
Yeah, but no, that's just shut it down.
Yeah, people online got an eyeful. One person on Zoom said she didn't just shower, she also shaved.
Which is,
it was,
all right.
She only found out later when she showed up for the wake.
And when people, there's nobody that knows her.
Could like go, just be like, call, knock on the door. Maybe
oh my
she
god,
had,
oh my god, oh my god, please answer, please answer, please answer. Oh my god, oh my god, please answer, please answer. Please.
Let this be a tale.
Blow it up. Be a bro.
Can I just say, let this be a tale. If you're doing a Zoom call, how many times do we need to learn this lesson? If you're doing a Zoom call and you're like, okay, I'm going to just listen. Don't point the camera at you. Point it up at the ceiling. Mute. Do things on your end.
Yeah.
Because the guy that started pleasuring himself after a Zoom call, people with no pants on. We're 4 years into the Zoom thing, guys.
You gotta be better with it.
You gotta do something on your end as well.
Yeah.
Don't be like, I'm gonna pay attention to the funeral and then set your camera up in the bathroom pointing directly into your shower.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta be a little more self-aware. But also, never did she probably think in a bajillion years that
would happen. That would happen.
It's one of those things where you don't think you have to worry about that. But.
I know. CNY Brewfest, baby! Wildcat Sports Pub, CNY Brewfest, and we were left treats. I don't know what's in these bags.
We got treats?
We got gifts. Okay. Badger said...
Hold on, I'm writing down an idea, sorry.
All right, Badger said, open these on the air tomorrow for Brewfest, and I said, okay.
Okay.
And then he gave me a piece of paper and explained what they are. So do you want to try them?
Yes.
I think I know what it is, and I'm excited about it. These are available.
Yo!
A few of these are available tonight at VIP, but these will be for sale tomorrow all day at the Wildcat Sports Pub CNY Brewfest.
Dude! How do I open it?
I don't know how to open it. Do you want scissors?
Oh, wait, right there. There's a little notch.
Oh, there it is. Yep. This is Fidget Foods, and I gotta say, this is rad because...
That is it.
Not only are these, they're pretzel necklaces for those of you listening. Audio, what is there, like a sauce? What'd you drop? What is it?
A little pug!
Aww. Well, this is great because the other day was World Down Syndrome Awareness Day, and Fidget Foods is run by Alex, who was born with Down Syndrome. His parents believed that Alex would live a vibrant and meaningful full life. When Alex turned 21, he finished high school. This is funny. He said, we explained to him that he had two choices, to continue on to college or to go to work. He chose us, and when we asked him what he wanted to do, he said, I like beer. You and me both, Alex. You Alex. And me both. Alex, Big Al.
Sounds like a bro.
He said, upon further explanation, he was telling us he wanted to work in the beer business. Mm-hmm. So as a rite of passage, I took Alex to a beer festival where he saw some people wearing pretzels on a string, and he thought that was hilarious. After many attempts of finding work, and people were kind, but his offers were mostly just greeting people jobs. You know, it's the Down syndrome. That's just kind of what people offered him.
Yeah.
He didn't like it, so.
Yeah. Said, screw that.
Here we go.
Said, screw that noise.
Decided to start a small family business making pretzel necklaces and selling them at festivals. But more importantly, he loves seeing people actually enjoy the product. A shout out to Alex, his parents. Alex,
this is a damn good pretzel, bro.
Fidget Foods, spelled PHYGIT.net. I love this, Alex.
This is awesome. It's a good pretzel, too.
Now, what does the POG mean? Hold on. The POG means something.
Oh, it does? I don't know. I just like it. It's a little collector's thing.
Oh, there's a game that goes with this.
Okay, hold on. Me.
Hold on. There's a game there, that goes... All right. There's
I
a
didn't
lot
see
to
on
read.
The other side. There's a QR code on this POG, and you scan it.
Yeah, there's a... It's called... The game is called Fidget. P-H-Y-G-I-T. Alex, you're so smart. Good for Alex.
Let me see here. You want a... Oh, I want...
What'd you win?
I'm an instant winner.
What did you win?
I don't know. I got to fill out a thing.
Ah, man.
I'm a winner, dude.
This is great. Alex, can't wait to see you thriving tomorrow at the Wildcat Sports Pub CNY Brewfest. Thank you for the pretzel necklaces. We've got them on right now. These are available. A few will be handed out tonight, I'm being told, at the VIP party, but then these are for sale tomorrow. I'm sure Alex will be on hand selling these with his family, so... Not only do we celebrate Down syndrome awareness, we celebrate small business owners, and I love
For
this,
real.
Alex. Congratulations. Yeah. That's a sweet, sweet thing. I'm going to eat some pretzels.
I mean, I ate mine. And it'll be good, because don't we have actual beer coming in later?
I don't know if they're bringing it, but we're talking about it. And
they
we can
better bring a damn beer. I'm just going to crack one of my own.
Yeah, you're damn right. I got to ask Alex how he finds the pretzels. Like, does he do a lot of research?
Did you try that pretzel?
Are they good pretzels?
That's a good pretzel, man. That's a good pretzel.
Yeah, that's a good pretzel.
That's a good pretzel.
I want to know the work that goes into that, Big Al.
Right?
Well, thank you for the necklaces. So, Fidget Foods.
Yeah, thank you. That's cool, man. That's wicked cool. Make sure you get those tonight as well, maybe.
Yeah, you can. They said Badger said. Hold on, what do you say? I'll read the email to you.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
It's good, but not perfect. We'll have a limited number of the pretzel necklaces to give out tonight at VIP, but they will be available all day for sale tomorrow at the Fidget Foods booth.
Oh, cool.
Stop by and pick up a pretzel necklace. I'm excited.
Take it off for now.
Obviously, about the new Ghostbusters today that comes out. I don't know if I care about the Beetlejuice remake. It's not out yet. They just released the teaser. Here's just a quick 10-second clip of the teaser.
The juice is loose.
So basically all that happens is Jenna Ortega goes up to the attic where the big model city was, and she pulls a blanket off of it, and then there's Beetlejuice saying the juice is loose.
I
freaking love Michael Keaton.
Yeah, no, I it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Pardon me. It was never like one of my favorite things, though. I know people, you know,
yeah.
Some people it's like, oh, it's iconic, it's unbelievable,
yeah.
It's not my favorite. I like it.
Yeah.
And it has really good moments, and so I will see it. I'm a little, though, like, can that lady just stop ripping off every other person's kind of goth emo role?
Who, Jenna Ortega?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's I don't
just
know
going
about
on
her.
Being like, what's Christina Ricci doing? Oh, cool. What's what the hell's her name in this
Who?
One? Who's, what's her name? Winona Ryder.
Jenna Ortega. Oh, yeah, Winona,
yeah. It's like, what's Winona Ryder's goth character?
That gothy, moody look, yeah.
Eh. Eh.
I just have always felt like Tim Burton movies are kind of one-offs. You don't need sequels. You don't want an Edward Scissorhands 2.
Because what are they going to do? Is this another depressed girl that, oh, I'm going to go up in the attic?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then they're going to do a whole thing. Like, is it going to be the exact same thing? And they're going to do the same jokes? Because then it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they're just going to rehash, they're going to do the same scene where they all dance.
Oh, they're definitely bringing that song back. They know.
You know what I'm saying?
It's in the promo, you hear it there.
Yeah, so,
Mm-hmm. And then Showbro Dan saying the first two episodes of X-Men 97 are out. Did you watch any of that?
No, what's that?
Bro.
Another?
Bro. It's exactly the X-Men we love.
Really?
They've redone it as an animated series, and I watched just like a second, like a minute of it.
Yeah.
It did all of the nostalgia things to my brain.
I like that. The whole...
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like... It's a weird reaction I have to that visual and that music, and it takes me back to like a winter Saturday morning sitting down in the cold watching X-Men.
Yep, I can get on that with you.
It takes me there, man.
Yep, I like that. I watch it. Where is that again?
I don't know. Where is that, Dan? Shrubbro Dan. It's called X-Men 97 because 1997 was the best year. She's the daughter. Oh, Jenna Ortega's the daughter?
In both of those, she's supposed to be the daughter.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. I like her and everything. I don't have a problem. I don't know. When they do that to people, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get typecast. This is going to be your shtick.
But Cody and I are on the quest for the Ghostbusters popcorn bucket. If you haven't seen it, please, when you go see the movie, let us know where you're buying it.
Yeah.
Because we want to seek one out. It's the trap.
Or,
it's the Ghostbusters trap, and they fill it with popcorn.
Or I can even wait until your kid is... had enough of hit when you obviously have to get it for your kid, and then a week later
they're bored
of it.
You
just see it in the sink waiting, there, and it's just been sitting there for a week. Then I'll take that.
Then he'll, Then if you're like, well, I don't want to throw this out, don't throw it out.
We will take them.
Bring them over here. We'll take them.
But I also want to get one.
Yeah. Wildcat Sports Pub. You just got to go to cynybrewfest.com and buy your tickets, and then two sessions tomorrow. Coco and I will be there hoisting our Steiner brothers. Stop over and see us. Boost 63. Nice.
I saw that, but
real nice.
I can look now, though, because now that you're saying that, I forgot it. I couldn't zoom in, so I couldn't see who was next to us.
Oh.
Because that's important.
Yeah, who's going to be next to us? Go to that map, because I want to see. Is it going to be a food?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Or is it going to be another radio station?
I heard from... Gomez said that he was just showing up tomorrow to WrestleQ style, just kind of walk around and see if anybody needs anything.
Doing Gomez-y stuff. All right.
Yeah, so,
okay.
Let's see.
Hope it says...
Where would I go?
I hope it's a cheeseburger stand.
You know where I go?
Where are you, on the Facebook page?
Yeah. Just the .com.
No, just go to their Facebook page. Click on that map.
Oh, it's right on their Facebook page?
Yeah, I can tell you. Hold on a second.
We got to see who we're next to here.
There's that. We are gate booth 63. So 62 and 61.
Are?
62. K-Rock is 63.
It won't let me go.
I know, I gotta organize.
Keeps bringing me to the event page itself instead of just the Facebook page.
I can't organize by number. My brain can't see. No, it doesn't matter.
That's all right.
Like, my brain can't find the numbers. Wildcat Sports Pub is 61 and 62.
Oh,
and that's us.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right,
bro.
Wildcat Sports Pub. And then the other side of us, 64.
Yep, there we go.
Who's going to be next to us, 64?
64, 64.
Why can't I...
Oh, it's Smoothie! All right.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Fat Boy something. What's
all
it
right.
called?
All right.
Fat Boy T-shirts and cups. Okay, cool.
And then
right,
number...
Good.
Oh.
Good.
What? Do you see who number 60 is?
No.
1911.
No, bro!
Right next to them, Heirloom.
Okay, I'm excited then.
We're in a good spot.
We're
right there on the corner, so you can come see us.
We're almost, as soon as you walk in, when you do that move, and when you like walk in, and you're like, wow, look at everything. We're right there to the right.
We're right to the right, right there.
Right and right. You were kitty corner almost to the glass pickup.
Look for us.
Which I don't ever usually care about any of that stuff. I'm actually going to get one of those.
Those glasses are cool.
I really like those.
Yeah.
I'm not usually a memento guy type thing or whatever with that, but those are neat. I'm going to purchase one.
Tickets are available online. You can buy them right there on your phone. Go to cynybrewfest.com again for tonight's VIP or tomorrow. Shout out to Fidget Foods. They'll have their necklaces there tomorrow.
Yeah, we're not right up against the stage, too.
So it won't be too loud. That's nice. That's nice.
Oh, there's other merch?
Yeah, there's lots of stuff. What are you looking to get tomorrow?
I don't know. I just saw the merch part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There's those, the lanyards, because you get the glass.
And then you hold it. Yeah.
And then you don't want to hold it. That's dumb. Yeah. So throw a 5-spot, and then you can just have it in that the holder thing there.
And
yeah,
that's crucial, because there turns a point in these events where people aren't really good at using their hands anymore.
Inevitably, I'm going to be... like every one of these running around being like, I need a mop.
Can I get a mop? Hey, you got a mop real quick?
Is there a mop here?
Or when I pour my whiskey, weekday whiskey, America's favorite whiskey, available, Lockwood Distilling in Phoenix,
And right here, if you slide to my DMs, yeah, I see right? some.
And if you, when I'm pouring my whiskey at like the wine and chocolate festivals,
wow.
there's a definite point in the day where women are coming up to my booth and just kind of setting all their things down. Like, can I just sell the, hey.
Yeah, they come over and they just start.
Hey. Hey, this is going to set my stuff down. What are you guys doing?
What is all this?
What
here?
Is this?
What is this here?
Oh, what I do you have?
I spell it.
It becomes that.
Sorry.
It becomes that.
I spell it.
Women are very, just to paint a, with a broad brush, women are very, you got a lot of things. And you're setting them down places.
You have a lot of accessories.
You have a lot of accessories.
Ladies are action figures that come with all the accessories included.
Dudes are usually just one cup, but you're bumping into everyone within 10 feet of you. You're bumping into them.
And dudes do a move where they're always holding their phone, too. So the glass and the phone.
Yeah, what? So I know when those people, when that starts.
Because ladies always have them in their weird butt pockets, even though I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. Did you see my phone? Did I leave? That is one question I get to at a lot of the booze fests. Yeah.
Like, did I leave my phone?
Did I leave my phone over here?
Yeah, I've been looking at your nudes for an hour. Yeah.
Or like the women who realize that in my picture was hard alcohol. And I can only give you so many samples. Wow. And I mean, like crack addicts, there becomes a point in the night where they've like done all of the samples. They're clearly hammered. And they're like, can I just get some more of your whiskey? I go, nah, I can only give you this many samples. Like, just fill up the cup. Just fill it up. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not. Just fill it up.
Just give me a lot of free booze.
No, I don't want to be the reason that you throw up or pass out.
Give me free. Get lots of free.
Hey, where's? Did I put my stuff down?
This is over here.
I'm very excited. Tomorrow's so fun. Yeah, tomorrow's so fun.
I am bringing a fanny pack though, Mel. That's a good idea. Just cause.
Yeah. Why don't I?
Yeah, it's a good idea. Start fanny packing it. It's just easier.
That's a great point. I'm gonna fanny pack it tomorrow.
It's just easier because I don't know if it's what it is about me. I don't know what the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
I hate things in my pockets more than anything. It's the only reason I don't like this beautiful, amazing, brand new phone.
I hate this phone.
This phone is unbelievable, but I'm angry because it's big. Too big.
Dude, you're not wrong. I hate things in my pockets.
It's another reason that my wallet is a rubber band.
Mine is the Ridge, but even with the Ridge, I'll try to put it in like this little top pocket here to like hide it from myself. Or I'm like, I mean, that doesn't annoy me as much. But now that I'll have different things on me.
This was too much for me!
Wow. He's showing me one of these single fold wallets.
My mom got it and it's awesome. And I felt bad because I like it. I put everything in it, right?
And it was too
much.
And
then I put it in my pocket and I went.
Man, I'm telling you, what did show sister Katie say it's called? The chest bag or whatever it is?
I'm gonna
rock it, dude.
I'm just gonna do it.
You can pull it off.
I'll have my Italian, what does Jerry Seinfeld call it? His Italian coverall.
Yeah, is it carryall? Italian carryall? Yep. Yeah. Crossbody bag.
Crossbody bag, yo.
Do it. I'll wear my fanny pack, but I wear it like I'm a runner and I put it right here.
I like that, though.
And I'll do that tomorrow, now that you say that, because.
Yep.
And again, no offense to any of you, I do need to have hand sanitizer at these events. You're all very touchy, and I love you very much because you've given me a career. Yep. I just like to have some clean hands.
Going in my bag right
I'm
now.
Gonna want to have probably some focus. Kind of focus on me, if you will, or something tucked away in that little back pocket. I'm gonna have, I'm a fanny pack tomorrow.
Because I will still have the fanny pack because what I also do, and I made fun of my dad forever. Is that I do the bag move. I bring a bag.
Yeah.
And I always made fun of him because I'm like, that's a purse.
No, I have a purse.
I have a purse.
I carry a purse.
I have a purse. I carry a purse. I don't care. There's nothing I can do.
What's in your bag? Like, because I was just thinking the same thing.
So many random things.
I found yesterday.
I have basically tissues.
I was going through my bag yesterday. I found a Shure SM58 microphone that I had in there for some reason. I have deodorant, random vapes that I get. During these shows, I have markers in case I need autographs.
Well, I mean, right?
A lot of hand sanny.
Yep.
A lot of like Advil or Tylenol.
Yeah, the big part is like hand sanitizer, spray, hand sanitizer.
Yeah, it's cleanliness stuff, health stuff.
The best jock itch stuff if you want to get
hot.
Wow,
you got jock itch powder in there.
I just leave it in there for year round because when we do the summer stuff.
You're just ready to go?
Dude, it's the best.
What is it?
It's that Z-Zorb stuff for
Z-Zorb.
When
Z-Zorb.
Because if you get a little on it and it gets hot, you can use it over and over and it's better than Gold Bond.
Doesn't get clumpy like pancake batter?
Nope.
Okay.
It works.
Cody Mack, Super Salad, if you're listening, Cody needs a Z-Zorb endorsement. Get him on this.
Because it's expensive.
Yeah. Sunglasses.
All right, you got a lot more in your bag than I do.
The front pack.
Okay, go ahead.
That's where it's fun because there's some weed lozenges.
Nice.
Stickers.
Nice.
Oh, there's my lotto tickets I haven't brought in yet.
Pre-rolls.
Pre-rolls, very nice. All legal.
And then, obviously, like everyone else, candy canes.
Obviously, like everybody. I mean, who doesn't have candy canes on them at all times?
And then this, because they got clogged in the car, so I put some more vapes in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
still clogged, and you can't.
You gotta blow on the backside of it.
It wouldn't do it. I don't know what to do.
Oh, need to warm it up a little bit.
Tickets at CNYBrewFest.com.
Yes, they are at CNYBrewFest.com. Cody and I will be there tomorrow. Come see us.
You are.
And really, we're the least draw tomorrow. You're coming for the beers and the treats.
Yeah, this is not,
No, you don't care about us. You're coming for the good beers and the good foods.
Now that I'm thinking about it, we should probably bring some headshots.
Oh.
We have.
Oh, we got a box. Bring them.
So many dirty dogs.
Yeah, bring them dogs headshots. Bring them dogs headshots.
That way, do a little, do a little signing.
I mean, you're probably more importantly showing up for BBQs, bees cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Thirsty jerky.
Yeah, that sounds way more important than us.
I'm wearing my Fidget Foods pretzel necklace right now.
You are. Let me see what else. I want to
cheese
see stuff.
Filled.
I want to see stuff.
I'm coming with cash for you, cheese filled. I'm coming with. I mean, you, cheese filled. If there was a way to set up, you were at a point, you just directly deposit. Like a monthly subscription.
You just get it?
Where you like, you deduct my wages and then the cheese-filled pepperoni just shows up at my house. That would be ideal.
I like that a lot of these, I don't know what they are.
I know, I'm excited to see new stuff.
Yep. Oh.
Smoothies.
A show favorite, Grow's gonna be there.
Grow?
Yeah.
Grow beer? Yeah, they got a lot of. Oh, and then you know who's at the bottom of that list, buddy.
Who?
Your Target.
Which one?
The Gritty Sisters, baby.
Oh, no, yeah, that.
The Gritty Sisters. They're getting gritty now.
That
tomorrow.
Poor booth. Where is that one? Where is it?
It's on the vendors page, very bottom. GrittySistersSoapery.com.
But what, 40. I'm trying to see where they are.
And honestly, we like some soaps, so I might just buy some soaps, too.
Oh, they're right. Oh, my God. They're right there? They're on a corner.
Aww.
Exactly what I was hoping. Because then I can go.
You can gritty all the way around them. Yep.
Well, that's great.
Josh's pay stub. Taxes, benefits, cheese filled. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
all you need. And child support. Yeah. Mm-mm. No. And the child support is taken right out. I gave your mother $40. Well, I don't know what she does with it.
Oh, I bought you shoes. I bought your shoes last year. You need them again?
Dude, I paid for that one camping trip that one time. What more do you want from me?
I don't know. I don't have a job. I'm 12.
I like that freckles are having a time right now. Like, do you know that?
Like what I have? Like freckles?
I can't see because you're lit so behind you. Do you have freckles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, freckles are having a moment. They've been having them here for a couple of years where...
Really? Not like as many as... you're probably saying, though.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, but like, it's like a beauty thing now. Like, remember when Cindy Crawford had the mole and the girls were all doing the mole?
Yeah.
Well, there must be like pretty beauty influencers out there who have freckles because now freckles are a thing.
They're like, they're dabbing themselves up?
And they're not always great. They're not always great. Much like me... Back in my youth, when I wanted to try to look like I was in a grunge rock band or whatever, their hair would always look better than mine.
Yeah.
I could never have the same hair that they have.
Right. Yeah. I never understood why I couldn't do that either. I get it.
Why don't I look like that?
I don't like that.
I should be in Stabbing Westward. But this is an approach called the broccoli freckles.
Would you just call me?
Broccoli freckles? Yeah, I'm gonna throw hands.
Broccoli freckle you.
So... Obviously, there's the expensive way to do it, where you get, like, freckles, brushes, and all this stuff. But also people just go to their freezer, take a broccoli florette out, dip it in makeup, and freckle their face with broccoli. That's your answer, bud. It's being called the ultimate faux freckle hack because it leaves tiny dots that resemble freckles.
But it's going to be like a billion of them in one little spot. That's not how that works unless you're, you know, like your skin tone is of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they're doing it.
All right. That's like the ones that'll do like the like the red or whatever on the nose.
Oh, the contouring that I don't understand? Yeah.
I'm not good at understanding how you ladies do the things.
I'm just amazed that we have, I mean, obviously this beauty influencer, Zach Heath, he looks amazing with them. I couldn't do what he just did. He like broccolis his face and then he like blends them a little bit.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't know.
Good for you guys. Good for you guys with your broccoli freckles.
I don't know. I don't want to be here anymore.
You don't want to be around anymore? Joining us in studio, we've got Dan and Jason. Dan and Jason. Dan from the Wildcat Sports Pub. Jason, just from beer stuff. You know Jason from all over doing beer stuff. Jason, how long have you been involved with this, with the beer industry and this Brewfest?
So Brewfest, 7 years, I think this is.
Yeah?
Beer stuff. If the authorities aren't listening, since,
nope, they're not.
Whatever.
Yeah.
17, 18, 19, somewhere there.
Good enough for me. And we're drinking some beers bright and early here this morning because tonight and tomorrow, CNY Brewfest, the Wildcat Sports Pub, CNY Brewfest over at the great New York State Fairgrounds. Dan, obviously a great matchup for your business because you probably sell a lot of beer over the Wildcat.
We just talked about this. It's so good for us to get a little bit of market research, too.
Right? Yeah.
Like, there's so much value to listening to the consumers. Because, again, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't know everything. I don't really know anything.
Sure, same.
And it's nice to listen to people that say, hey, we like X, Y, or
Z. What's popular,
and guess
what?
That's what sells.
And what is the trend right now? What's hot right now in beer?
Dan said it a minute ago. Sours are kind of gross. You know,
they are.
I think they're misnamed. People hear sour, if you have a negative connotation with that. But sour, they're fruity. They're, you know, people who don't like beer, like, here, try the sour.
Yeah.
But so when we do these morning ones, Dan and I being bar owners, I'm not a morning guy, but I like to drink.
Neither am I. Believe me.
I like to drink. I bring an orange juice beer,
sure.
A coffee beer.
This smells unbelievable.
And then a couple kind of other goodies. So this is our orange juice beer.
So are these all beers that will be there tomorrow to sample?
These are all breweries that will be there tomorrow, except for Heady Topper. We got a Heady Topper here, which is VIP only tonight. That's the OG.
Well, that's the Alchemist, and people go nuts for that beer.
Yeah, wow.
So we'll talk about that in a second. Who makes this one right here that we're trying? This is the orange juice beer.
This is Blood Orange Wheat. It's like a Radler from Jack's Abbey. Yeah. Out of Massachusetts.
Very good. I like that.
Yeah.
That is really good.
Yeah, and another one that when people come in and they say, you know, I don't really like beer. Like, you know, what do you like? I'd have a vodka and OJ.
And when they come in, tell people where to come find you.
They can find me home sleeping, but if they want to have a good beer, they can go to Now and Later.
Yeah. You can go down there. I'll be home sleeping, but you guys have to help you out there. This is good. Are you selling a lot of sours, Dan?
Sours are popular right now. Ciders for us are very popular right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then your everything else, your ales and your porters and everything else that's out there. But it's constantly evolving. It's constantly changing.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to say, Dan was the location of one of the most memorable nights of our life back last month for WrestleCue.
Oh.
We're
that
just
was a
enjoying
lot of fun.
Pizza with
I
wrestling
like the
legends.
Still hanging in here. That
that'll
good.
Be there forever.
I liked it.
Yeah.
That'll be there forever, man. That was a fun event. What is our second beer here?
Second beer, we're going to have some coffee after our orange juice.
I love it. Ah, the sound of beer.
I like that. Oh, look at that.
That's a thick motor oil looking beer
coffee
right there.
Cup, motor oil, 9%. Common Roots.
Ooh, Common Roots will be there.
That's
we don't know
good.
What beers they're pouring, but we know the breweries will be there, correct?
Exactly. You got it. It's kind of a... We leave it up to them. They usually bring a core product, and then they'll bring a one-off or something that's new and fresh. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it changes right up to the day of.
Yeah. Are people being a lot more health conscious with beer now, too? Like, you see all the seltzers popular or whatever, but beer or just beer drinkers are always going to be beer drinkers.
Beer drinkers are beer. You know, I mean, if you're fighting over a calorie, you know, if you're a Mick Ultra versus a Miller Lite and it's one calorie is going to kill you, these probably aren't the beers for you.
For you.
Nah, that's okay,
but,
though.
One day a year. You can come out tomorrow and try
them. Yeah.
That's delicious. That tastes like coffee.
I don't drink coffee, Dan, but I love coffee stouts. I love coffee beers.
Wow.
I love the flavor of it,
you know? Yeah.
That's a yummy breakfast beer right there.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so that, you know, those are two that are good for mornings and when people say, I don't like beer, you know, I'm a coffee drinker. I like orange juice. Like, there's a beer out there for you.
That's interesting. What was the brewery again?
That's Common Roots.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Common Roots.
Oh, that is good.
We got Dan from the Wildcat here. We've got Jason now and later. Obviously, CY Brewfest, all of that. Celebrating beers is tonight's the VIP party. We're going to do a VIP beer in a second here, but what's some of the things, the Alchemist will be there as well, but what's some of the stuff VIP's getting tonight that no one else is going to have?
Alchemist is one of the big ones. Hill Farmstead, it's a brewery out of Vermont as well that kind of hardly ever leaves the brewery. He's very particular about his beer and where it goes, and he's allowed us to pour it at the VIP the last few years. So, and if you're kind of a beer nerd, you know Hill Farmstead, you know Sean Hill, you know the name. And so those are two of the big ones you'll be able to get. And then smaller session, only 300 people, so you're kind of a little more intimate.
Yeah.
You can talk with the brewers, have some time. Soul Rising will be playing. It's tonight. It's become, you know, I think it's become my favorite night just because it's a little bit more chill and relaxed before the chaos of Saturday.
If it's not sold out by now, it's just about sold out. So go to the cynbrewfest.com for those tickets. But that's what kind of separates this brewfest from a lot of brewfests is like what you said. The brewers come out to this. It's for the real aficionado of beers.
Yeah, you know, to Dan's point about, you know, being in touch with the consumer, any upcoming and new brewers, they want to come to these kind of festivals to meet the consumer, get feedback on their beer, feedback on their brewery, get their name out there. So a lot of the newer guys, you know, like to show up and be part of this as well.
Dan, do you find new products at these things when you're coming to a brew fest?
We have, Some of the stuff we brought in last year was a direct result of networking at the brew fest.
And what are people going to see at the Wildcat booth? What are you going to be doing over there?
I'll just be sitting there.
Just sitting there.
No,
well, you're next to us.
We'll be next to you guys. Yeah, it'll be fun. But we're not doing food. We're not doing any tastings, obviously, but we do have some prizes, some raffle prizes, and some nice prizes to give away, one for each session. It's just for us. It's networking. It's putting ourselves out there. It's trying to attract new customers and show what we have to offer.
And to shine a light on Dan, which he won't do himself, but he does a lot of great stuff for the community as well. We had a friend who whose t-ball team or baseball team was raising money for Cooperstown at the Wildcat earlier this week.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was a connection there.
Yeah,
okay.
You've got a lot of people. We have a lot of friends that you know, their sports teams will do stuff with you. You give back to the community. That's important to you, right?
I think that's in our mission statement.
Yeah. You want to.
It's important.
And it's not just the Camillus area. You want all of Central New York.
We've expanded. Yeah, community isn't just the town you may live in, it's the city or the county or wherever you happen to reside.
Yeah.
And I don't know what would be a better way to get people over to the restaurant than by, you know what you should do? It would be crazy if you, like, you got a bunch of wings.
Especially session. Wouldn't it be
and
so
only
funny?
Had for, like, the couple booths that are, like, right next to you.
Like, and one in particular.
I
like,
know,
this
wouldn't
very
that be?
One in particular booth.
I think,
booth.
Yeah, I think we're nestled in between you guys in 1911.
Yeah.
So this should be a lot of fun.
Like, for a joke, you should bring, like 100 wings.
And only leave them behind so nobody out there could have it.
Let's do our third beer.
You guys want some wings?
You want the head? Heady or you want
save the heady for the last because I have questions about that. What's our third one here?
So the third one is called Vliet. It's just a nice light pilsner. So this is the one that when people come in and they say, I'm not a craft beer guy. People think craft beer is just IPA. So this is, you know, lagers and pilsners. You're kind of, people are like, I just like blue or blue light.
Yeah.
This is it. This is a nice good craft.
I always call them beer flavored beers because these are my summertime beers.
Yeah, I'll say that's what you, these are like your go-tos.
I just like drinking like old man beers, but there's a lot of great craft that make these, you know, kind of bigger name beers.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's a category that's getting bigger and bigger. People are kind of going back to, they realize you can't have four or five of those 8% IPAs. We call them lawnmower beers.
I was just going to say, this tastes like a couple of beers you drink before a kickball game.
Yeah. Nice and light, smooth, easy.
That's my kind of beer.
That's
right
good.
There. Yeah.
I like that.
And there will always be a place in the market for those, you know, as like the craft world changes, like, you know, sours are hot now. There's always a place for a pilsner or a lager, just something delicious and crisp. Final beer tonight. It's available at the VIP event. Go to cynbrewfest.com. Get your tickets now because they will be gone probably by the end of this broadcast. This beer drives people nuts.
Yeah.
Explain to me why this beer is so popular. Why is it so sought after? What's the big deal about this beer?
So this, in my opinion, this is the beer that kind of started the haze craze, you know.
Okay.
It's brewed out of Vermont, small brewery, and they used to only release it in Vermont, and there'd be a handful of convenience stores up there they'd sell to. So guys would leave.
That.
Would leave here. They'd leave my bar sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Say we're driving up to Vermont to grab some Heady. They're dropping it, you know, this or that convenience store, and you know, the truck drops it off, and before they can set it off the dolly, it, people are picking up and going out the door with it.
Wow. So,
and it's, you know, it's funny. Everybody makes fun now. It says drink from the can, and it's because it's unfiltered kind of, so it's kind of a little bit hazy.
Yeah.
So I think the theory is they didn't want people seeing this beer that isn't clear, like, yeah, like the Vliet we just drank.
Yeah.
But if you compare it to today's hazy, juicy IPAs,
yeah,
it's clear. It's, yeah. I mean, it's actually a lot clearer than a lot of them. So it's just, you know, they started distributing it down here just a couple years ago.
Did they ramp up production to accommodate, or they like to leave it rare and hard to find?
They ramped up. They've got a brand new facility up there. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But they still limit it. It's still the only beer that if the distributor says we have it, I'll take as many cases as you can give me.
And then how long do those last when you get them at the Wildcat or over at Non-Late? How long do they last?
For us, because we sell a lot of it to go.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
And we don't have that luxury. So for us, it might be 3-4 days.
Yeah.
But it depends on what we get.
Yeah.
If we get 5 cases of each or 4 cases right. of each or 1 case of each, that plays into it.
And you take all of that mystery away, it's a delicious beer.
Yeah, that
it
is,
just tastes really
that
good.
That is intense, man.
We do have it right now.
Wow.
Mm.
We got a shot this week.
Yeah. We got a little push.
There you go. If you want to get over the Wildcat.
Hurry up.
All right, guys. We have some delicious beers. Tonight, VIP event, like Jason was saying, his favorite night. Tomorrow, we'll be sitting next to Dan at the Wildcat. We'll be right there on the corner. 2 sessions throughout the day. Go sample so many. Do we know how many beers will be there, Jason?
More than 150.
More than 150 beers. So get your little glass, get your little lanyard, because you're not going to be able to carry it for very long.
People are going to be drunk.
It's going to be fun. Can't wait.
Get it.
Dan from
day.
The Wildcat, Jason Purdy, now and later, obviously, cnybrewfest.com for tickets and information. Thank you, guys. Very busy Friday.
Look
lots
that.
Of friends.
I
lots
like
of
it.
Friends.
Lots of people like
Now, I would say I want you to meet Rebecca and Jake, but you've already met Rebecca and Jake, one of our favorite segments.
One of my favorite pictures of all time.
I got to reshare that clip. I made it an Instagram reel of Jake looking very forlorn.
Down in the slump.
And yeah, just slumped over. But here's what's crazy. So if you don't know, Rebecca spun the wheel of tattoos back in November. She got Hoobastank on her foot. Tragic event. Jake was devastated.
Devastated.
But because it was on the bottom of your foot, it's gone now. It's just worn off.
That's wild.
It went away. My stank foot is no more.
My offer to you is I'm happy to pay for it to be done again. If you feel like you are empty without your Hoobastank tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
But we are a local company, and we love when local businesses open up in town. I figure the least we could do is let them tell you about their new store because we
it looks so cool.
The emotional damage we did to this marriage back on the Hoobastank. So I've known Jake and Rebecca for a very long time. Jake and I used to work together years and years ago. Rebecca is a teacher, art teacher. Jake, I don't know what you do now. Jake, what do you do?
Believe it or not, I am a math teaching assistant.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you
The world has taken many turns.
All right, then I'm gonna hire you to help me with math because my kid, I can't do math.
Okay.
All right.
I can't.
Yeah, if you can afford me, we'll talk about it.
I can't. All right, but we are talking about a very cool shop that you guys are opening right on James Street in underneath the Palace Theater, essentially, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Called Happy Hour Vintage. I want to talk about how we got to this point, because I know you both are like into vintage stuff. Did it just become a collection that was too big for the house and we had to open a storefront? Is that kind of how it got to that?
Yes. So our house, it used to have a dentist office in the front that he turned the porch into a dentist office. And I put in hardwoods and filled it and said I was going to sell things. But here we are, 6 years later, and I've never sold anything.
So there were really heavy air quotes when he said sell things.
And by things, you were really into like old cameras, typewriters, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, a lot of books, typewriters, cameras. And now all of that is, well, not all of it, but most of it has been moved for sale.
They live in one of those like cool old Syracuse houses that have history and stuff.
Yep.
Like, I just like all that cool stuff. And then you're just a clothes nerd, right, Rebecca? You love outfits and clothes?
I love outfits and clothes, and I started seeing things at thrift stores that were not my size, and I was like, that's really cool, I'm going to grab it, and maybe I'll set up a little corner in the front of Jake's bookstore.
Right.
With, again, heavy air quotes.
Yeah, heavy air quotes.
So I just started picking up things here and there. If I saw a pair of shoes or a shirt or a dress that was not my size, but it was super cool anyway, I grabbed it, and with the intent of eventually selling some of it and then the storefront opened up and the ball was rolling.
It's right there on James Street underneath Palace Theater. It's called Happy Hour Vintage. And you guys kind of like drive around the country for stuff, right? Because I know you take trips when, you know, you're a teacher, so you got, you know, big chunks of time off here and there. You drive around trying to find things?
Yeah, we have a place in Appalachia in Southwest Virginia that has a lot of really good thrifting. So we just went down there over winter break and loaded the car up. There was not a spot left. I told my one daughter that she was going to have to hold the bag on her lap and she almost cried.
Oh, no.
But we didn't. I was just kidding with her. We didn't make her do that.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, we picked up a huge carload of stuff when we went to Appalachia. And, you know, we're looking forward to driving around and getting more stuff.
So this is like fine, like curated stuff. Like this is stuff you guys think is cool, is very special, unique. It's not just crap that you're going to get at a thrift store. It's actually cool stuff.
Yeah. So that's the idea, right? It's not going to be like boutique pricing. It's not going to be, you know, junk from thrift store. It's sort of that middle ground where we already picked it out. And there is some really cool, like I got some cool 90s NBA stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we got some really
cool Syracuse University stuff.
A lot of Syracuse related stuff and like, you know, old Syracuse, you know, different brands, different companies.
He's wearing a Community General Hospital Syracuse sweatshirt.
Yeah, people
right
want to know about your jacket, Rebecca. There you go.
This
from.
Is a Color Block Express vintage jacket.
Wow.
People like it.
And what I didn't know about Rebecca, and I think you posted this, but you've never worn the same outfit every day. You've worn a different outfit every day?
Since I've been keeping track, yeah. I started doing an outfit of the day just over a year ago, taking a picture and posting it online because a friend of mine, Tiffany, shout out, asked me if I ever repeated outfits because she always is so lovely about admiring what I wear.
Right.
So I started taking a picture every day and posting it, and I kind of did a recap of it and
never repeated.
I repeat items.
I repeat
but
every
not
day.
That brings up a weird memory of that. I did that. I don't remember what year it was. Maybe my junior year in high school or something, or sophomore. I didn't wear the same shirt for the entire school year, and it was a thing. Like that, I started. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
The weird things. That,
and meanwhile, I wore the same class shirt for 4 years. I think.
Awesome.
Well, there was an era. There was an era where all of his school photos are him in a Ghostbusters uniform.
Yeah.
For like 5 years straight.
I mean, I would do it now if I could. But
yeah. For 5 years
I'll
straight.
A school epic. Picture.
Right. That'd be great. So get the laser background.
We open tomorrow. Knock on wood. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
12 o'clock. 12 to 6.
Listen, there's no knocking on wood. It's happening. We'll be there.
And is it fun to like run a business and show the kids how to do it? Because I see them like helping you paint stuff and like set stuff up. Is it fun?
They're over it right now.
It will be fun.
It will be. Once we're done with all like the big projects, you know, we're painting the walls and doing murals and building things. And once all that is done, obviously it's done. So we'll be more available.
Yeah.
But right now, our middle child was like, you're just so busy.
People asking if you do like the commission, I mean, not the commission, the consignment stuff. Can people sell stuff through you?
So we're going to do a buying model.
Yeah.
If people want to sell vintage, I will, you know, we will look to buy typewriters, cameras, vintage clothing. But it's going to be a buying model, not consignment, just because we're not smart enough to figure out the numbers.
Math,
I'm a math teacher, but not that good.
I
know?
Get you.
I'm kind of like, I'm like mid. So
happy hour vintage SYR.com, of course, on all of the social media. It's cameras, typewriters, clothing. What else?
Shoes and books.
And you know, there's some random things. But
random things.
It's not. That's the bread and butter.
Well, we have a super cool little corner set up with a nice couch to hang out on. There's going to be a counter with typewriters, so you can play on typewriters. We've got vintage video games. My original Super Nintendo from childhood.
Nintendo,
Sega. The infamous Sega Genesis that my transmission went in the van when we went to go pick it up.
Yeah, the $1,000 Sega.
What happened?
You talked about this on air.
I did, but what was it?
I bought a Sega Genesis from Facebook Marketplace, and I want to say
Utica,
it was like four. Yeah, it was a little bit of a drive, but we took my van and we drove to get it, and as we were on our way, my transmission went, so it cost us $1,000.
Oh, no, $2,000 overall.
To
with
tow
the
it back.
Most expensive Sega Genesis ever. That's
right. Now I do remember.
So that's in the shop, too, and we got wireless controllers and a couch set up.
Yeah, a cool hangout spot. So. Yeah.
Well, local business doing local things. We love you guys.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
For everything. Best of luck. Happy Hour Vintage is what they're called. Happy Hour Vintage SYR. What's all the social medias people can follow you? Is it all Happy Hour Vintage SYR?
That's it. Yeah, Instagram, Facebook. We are on TikTok too, but I'm not very good at it.
He's
so
it's
only a little bit, but
same.
So yeah, main
same.
The big three.
Go and see him tomorrow, guys. Open it up. Congratulations!
Thank you.
Offer stands, Rebecca. If you want that Hoobastank tattoo redone, I'll cover it. the Wildcat Sports Pub. CNY Brewfest tomorrow, all day over at the great New York State Fairgrounds Horticulture Building. What?
What up, Bernice?
What up, Big Bernice? What that mouth do, Irene?
What's good, Irene Petras? What that mouth do?
So we will see you guys tomorrow at the Big Brew Fest. We're going to, of course, play hockey top of the hour, but we're going to jump into your 90s and 9 a couple minutes early because
I got a special one today. You've had a couple special 90s and 9s the last couple
weeks. I'm doing this every Friday, I think, because it's just way it's timing out. So if you guys don't watch Whiskey Wednesday, my Wednesday night show, I'm celebrating albums that turned 30 years old. 1994 was a massive year for music.
Yeah.
And every week I pick one of the albums, pick one of the songs.
Okay.
Today there's just two. I got to do two because I couldn't decide between the two.
What do we got?
The second song you're going to hear is off of the Our Lady Peace record, Navid, Starseed.
That's like my favorite song almost.
It's one of the best. I love Our Lady Peace so much.
That was the song when Boss Lady was like, pick one song and I'll add it in rotation. That was Starseed? My song.
Yep. Dude, Our Lady Peace is fantastic. This that record came out March 22nd, 1994.
No.
Exactly 30 years ago today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the guy.
Yep,
and he's
with
got
the
bird.
Yep.
No.
Yep, Navid came out 30 years ago.
You're wild.
Today. So I will play Starseed for you on that.
That's such a book.
But another album that came out exactly 30 years ago today, March 22nd, 1994, volume warning if you've got headphones in, but God, this is going to start your Friday workday real good.
What?
30 years old today.
God, we are so old.
We're so old.
Oh,
Far Beyond Driven came out exactly 30 years ago today. Pantera, 90s and 90s. K-Rock.